views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio, Starcom Radio Networks, CRN Digital Talk, and more. Now, please stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and knowledge, because every week we have some of the most gifted and amazing scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to become the greatest version of yourself. Remember, you can find out more by visiting thelucidplanet.com. Stream all of our podcasts for free via lucidplanetradio.com, as well as iTunes, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, etc. And you can connect with me on Facebook and Twitter at The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly, as well as my weird and wonderful new Instagram account, The Lucid Planet. You can also visit the website, thelucidplanet.com, to find out how to nominate yourself or someone else for the show, and find out how to become an advertising partner to our extensive audience across over 250 AM/FM digital cable stations and 11 million homes in the US. Woo! Today's show is continuing on a theme that's really important to me, and kind of why I wanted to start the show is to explore the nature of life and reality and consciousness, and to really tap into the intersection of science and spirituality. And also to highlight the importance of unconditional love, which seems appropriate since it was, you know, Valentine's Day yesterday. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. And, you know, even though it's kind of like a corporate holiday, I think it's always important to focus on how we can bring more love into our lives, not just on Valentine's Day, but every day. And so today I am really excited to check in with Dr. Evan Alexander, who was featured in, I think, the fourth or fifth episode of Lucid Planet Radio. And today is the 80th episode. So my goodness, things have definitely been moving, and I'm very grateful for it. In case you missed that earlier show, Evan Alexander, MD, was an academic neurosurgeon for over 25 years, including 15 years at the Brigham and Women's Hospital, Children's Hospital, and Harvard Medical School in Boston. Now, in 2008, so almost 10 years ago now, Dr. Evan Alexander's brain was severely damaged by a devastating case of bacterial meningitis, and he lapsed into a week-long coma. It was basically a certain death sentence. He was told that he was brain dead during that time, and yet he miraculously survived, and he brought back with him an astounding story, which is told in his bestseller, Proof of Heaven, A Neurosurgeon's Journey into the Afterlife. Now, during his 7 days in a coma, he was plunged into the deepest realms of consciousness and came to understand profound truths about the universe we inhabit. And what he learned also violated everything he knew about the brain and mind and consciousness, and it drove him to question some of the most fundamental assumptions of conventional science. And he has really been facing that conundrum in his worldview as the entire scientific community is starting to face it. How do we explain that consciousness is a byproduct of the brain when overwhelming evidence suggests otherwise? And so Dr. Alexander is here today to share with us his experience since his near-death experience and also his observations about consciousness, mindfulness, healing, and love. And I am really excited to hear what he's been up to since he was last on the show. So welcome, Dr. Evan Alexander. It's great to have you back.
Well, Kelly, thanks so much for having me. It's great to be back.
Wonderful. So how have you been?
Well, I've been doing very well. My life partner, Karen Newell, and I continue to give what we call play shops, meditation play shops using some of the work that she's done. That is sacred acoustics, so sounds of differential frequency sounds used for brain entrainment that are very powerful. For me, these provide a means of returning to my near-death experience and really, you know, actively cultivating a very robust relationship with all that I discovered on that journey. And that's why I often say, you know, you don't have to die or have a near-death experience to come to know all of this. By being a conscious being, we all have the power to go within and realize that consciousness is not created by the brain at all. But this is the way that we can then manifest health in ourselves, health in others, creativity, guidance, insight, you know, communication with souls of departed loved ones, what have you. We have a tremendous repertoire of possible interactions with that realm of kind of the one mind of infinite consciousness. And this is what so much of our work now involves. And Karen and I are very excited because we're actually working now to finish my third book, which we think will take the world a lot further than we've been able to go through the first two books, Proof of Heaven, and then the second book is called The Map of Heaven. And really, in many ways, I think this third book will hopefully help kind of all the rest of humanity get on board with this, because it's really not about religious faith at all as much as the revolution that's coming to an understanding of consciousness and then to reality, which is very liberating for the individual soul.
Absolutely. I want to hear a little bit more about how the binaural brainwave training technology can kind of help with, you know, quieting the mind and bringing people into that state where they can go within.
Yes, well, it you know, the whole phenomenon of what are kind of generically called binaural beats is something that was discovered by a German physiologist back in the mid 1800s. So, I mean, this kind of noticing that using slightly different sound frequencies can engender kind of rich transcendental states of conscious awareness has been with us for almost 200 years. People took advantage of that, especially in the 20th century. For example, the work of Robert Monroe. He did
big fan.
Wrote three great books on out-of-body experiences. And what he came to realize is that differential sound frequency can create a transcendental conscious state that allows for very ready out-of-body experiences. Now, in a similar vein, there were those who were doing work, for example, in the psychic spy programs, what's known as remote viewing. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the United States had a very kind of active program there in the 70s, 80s, 90s. Other countries similarly had active remote viewers. And what some people discovered was that differential sound frequency brain entrainment could also be used to enhance the states of remote viewers. This should be no surprise if you realize that we're just trying to come up with ways for people to basically transcend the veil, you know, that normally separates us from that universal mind, that higher consciousness, our higher soul, through the limitations of what we would call the supreme illusion, the notion that all that exists around us, you know, is really a mental model or construct. We never experience the external world directly. And by external world, I would also include our brain and body is a manifestation of external world because they're all outside of mind. And mind, as I've come to realize, is really primary. And so this is really about trying to get more in touch with that universal mind that is the origin of all of our consciousness. And we can do that by one way of doing it is to use these differential sound frequencies. So people who want to learn more should go to sacredacoustics.com. And Karen has put some very good instructional videos there that are available free of charge to people, as well as a 20-minute Om meditation. And you can try it for yourself. Listen to that Om through headphones. Start going within. Follow some of the directions that Karen gives in those instructional videos. I mean, essentially, I was trying to duplicate my my NDE. You know, the extraordinary thing about my NDE as a neuroscientist was the fact that as my neocortex was progressively dismantled by my severe gram-negative bacterial meningoencephalitis, I actually had a great awakening of conscious awareness to a level far beyond anything I could ever recall occurring when my brain was intact. So why was it that by destroying the information processing in the neocortex, I was actually able to liberate my conscious awareness to a much higher level? And that is something that I believe I have duplicated quite well through using differential sound frequency. Now, important to point out, I have not completely duplicated that mind-blowing ultra-reality that I discussed in Proof of Heaven that was the hallmark of my journey. And it could be that I have to wait until the next time that my brain is suitably inactivated, as it was with that meningitis, to fully experience that kind of mind-blowing level.
Well, let's hope you don't have to go through that again, though, at the same time. Or maybe you want to.
We can do it through meditation and going within, and that's the gift to everyone else.
Yes. Well, I love that, and I'm very curious to hear how the scientific community is receiving this with these ideas about, I mean, obviously, like you said, the idea of using sound to create these transcendent states is not necessarily that new, but how has it been for you personally in the scientific community with this?
Well, I would say there are a lot of scientists that are very awake to these possibilities and who realize that the old conventional brain creates consciousness model fails completely. There are a lot of scientists who get that. In terms of how many of them get that this going within, and especially with the mode of sacred acoustics going within is the way to get it there, that is still a work in progress. But there are a lot of people getting back to us who have had profound experiences using this kind of technology. So I think the more people who use it, the better. And this is how we will truly discover its power in revealing the nature of underlying reality.
Absolutely. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back here with Dr. Eben Alexander on Lucid Planet Radio, we're going to talk more about this, about what the science and also the spirituality is showing us about consciousness and how there is almost like an intersection that's starting to appear. And we can learn so much about who we are and what we're doing here and life after death and everything by really exploring the nature of consciousness. So stick with us. And when we come back, more on that.
You, yes, you can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's danacanetto.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhya and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is Dr. Evan Alexander, who has been talking with us about what he's been up to since his near-death experience almost a decade ago, and also since his last appearance on the show almost 2 years ago. Time flies. but before we continue, Evan, I want to make sure that everybody who's listening knows how to contact you to find out about your books, your lectures, and all of your awesome new projects.
Well, I think the best way is to go to evanalexander.com. That's E-B as in Baker, E-N Alexander.com. And that's where I have a reading list that I try to update on some regular fashion, and also some links to interviews, as well as to past events and upcoming events. Because as much as I love, you know, having a book out there to try and wake this world up and change the world, the deeper reality is the real currency of this is interacting with other people. And that's why my life partner, Karen Newell, and I love doing workshops or play shops to teach people more about meditation and going within and how powerful it can be at changing our lives. And to learn more about her, you can just go to sacredacoustics.com. And that is a very good website, too, for with lots of information that helps people to learn more about the modern understanding of consciousness and how powerful going within consciousness can be and affecting our lives.
That's awesome. And I just want to share your vision completely, wanting to put this information out there for people in a way that's accessible and that you can use it to make connections and bridge networks like a fire chain that, you know, everybody's like awakening and absorbing this new information and exploring both within themselves and also within their communities of people. And I think it's just a very powerful, the change that's happening in our world.
I think it's beautiful. I think this awakening is already well underway. And that is something that wasn't so clear to me, you know, even 5 years ago. But I see more and more evidence of it as I go around the world and talk with other people about consciousness and about this awakening that's coming to us. And it's basically acknowledging that we're spiritual beings living in a spiritual universe. And it's really the only way out for kind of our scientific understanding of the nature of reality.
So on that note, let's talk about consciousness. Now, people say that it continues after we die. Other people say that it only exists in the brain. But based on all of your experiences and all of your research that you've done, what is consciousness and where is consciousness?
Well, consciousness is that awareness that we have of existing. You know, most simply put, Rene Descartes, you know, back in the 17th century, talking about, I think, therefore I am. Mm-hmm. He realized that the very fact that one is conscious and can kind of question things about their environment, their world, is indicative that they exist. Now, of course, one thing that Descartes pointed out was there seemed to be this great divide between what we would call the brain or the physical world and the body and the mind. That is the kind of mental construct that we put together in our conscious awareness. And so very much he was addressing what's called the mind-body discussion. Now, the mind-body discussion really goes back at least 2,400 years, if not much longer, when you look at some of the Eastern spiritual traditions. And, for example, Plato was fascinated with this back in ancient Greece, with this whole issue of mind and body. And so was Aristotle and Socrates and great thinkers there. And they had lively discussions about all this. It led there in the Middle Ages to the notions of people like Rene Descartes talking about, mind and body. And really, from that point forward, I would say we've been locked in this kind of dance of dualism, where people think, well, we've got the brain and the body and the physical world, but then we have the mind and consciousness and our awareness or perceptions of the world. And they seem to operate in parallel. But the real mystery is, how do they really relate? Now, in my training, I was trained in went to Duke Medical School, graduated in 1980, had major chemistry at UNC Chapel Hill. I was very much into the materialist models of understanding the universe, but I also had grown up with a father who was a scientist. He was ran a neurosurgical training program. He was very scientific, but he was also very spiritual. He had a full-blown belief in God and the reality of God, the power of prayer. And I grew up in the 60s and 70s, and like many who grew up in that era, I was seduced by that wonderful power of, all of the knowledge that can come through science and scientific endeavors. And I promise you, I'm much more of a scientist now than I've ever been. But I also came to realize that the science that I had worshipped during all those 54 years of my life before a coma, believing that the brain creates consciousness, and as much as I say that I wanted to believe in my religious upbringing, I kept defaulting to my scientific training, which basically painted me into a corner of, the brain creates consciousness out of physical matter. Now, the problem is, no one on earth has ever been able to carry that line of thinking, the brain creates consciousness and the physical is all that exists, has ever been able to carry that any further towards an explanation of the mind-body question. As much as many people out in this world would like to think that our conventional neuroscience is on the verge of explaining how the brain creates consciousness, nothing could be further from the truth. Big reality is that we're coming to realize that consciousness is fundamental in the universe and creates all of the rest that exists, including a brain and body and all of the physical universe, is really created within mind. And this is kind of a shocking reversal of understanding, and yet it's the way that neuroscience and philosophy of mind is moving forward.
Yes, absolutely. And even, you look at quantum physics, it seems to be supporting it even at the smallest level. It's not, whatever you're observing isn't there unless you're observing it.
Right. That I think is a very important point. I would say that two of the deepest mysteries of our modern scientific and philosophical thinking are really the ones that point most directly towards the primacy of consciousness. And those two towering impasses of thought are, one is called the hard problem of consciousness, which is basically the absolute challenge to physicalist science to try and explain in any way how the physical brain could create consciousness. And the reason it's such a difficult and challenging problem is because the brain does not create consciousness at all.
It's not solvable.
Right. It is not soluble from within physicalist thought. Now, the other thing, as you mentioned, is the what's known as the measurement paradox in quantum physics. And from my point of view, we've gone far beyond this some simplistic little discussion of whether or not quantum mechanics applies in biological systems, which is kind of the way it was put when I was a student of all this back in the 70s and 80s. I would say that, in fact, the findings of experiments in quantum physics are simply the smoking gun that tells us absolutely without question that consciousness is primary in the universe. If you try and completely close the loop of causality within the physical realm through quantum physics, you keep running into the fact that you cannot do that. And that's where the measurement paradox is so instructive. And even though the founding fathers of quantum physics were bright enough to realize where this should be steering them, that consciousness is fundamental, I would say that the overall scientific community has had great trouble struggling with this and keeps trying to paint it all as somehow occurring within a purely physicalist picture that completely ignores the gigantic role of consciousness, of spirit, of soul, you know, of being the director of all that is, as the brilliant British astrophysicist Sir James Jeans said in musing over the incredible mystery of quantum physics. He said that the universe begins to look much more like a great thought than a great machine, that we should herald mind as the creator and governor of this realm. And he was right on the beam. And this is where so many, especially those deeply involved in mind-body discussion and in what's known as filter theory, which is a much better way of looking at the relationship of brain and mind in terms of explaining all this. This is where it all leads. And it's to a far more exciting and robust picture of humans and the human role and purpose and meaning of our existence in this universe, far away from the simplistic little bleak nothingness that materialist science was trying to tell us we are. This actually puts sentient consciousness of conscious beings into a far more powerful position in terms of determining their own destiny. And not only that, but I would say the evolution of all of consciousness, as Teilhard de Chardin discussed in the mid-20th century. That is what I see our current evolution as pointing to, is this incredible awakening and understanding of consciousness and the self-aware universe for coming to a more complete understanding of itself. That is the awakening that I see happening now around this whole mind-body discussion and the evolution of our understanding of consciousness itself.
Absolutely. Wow, that just, I'm writing all these notes and then I just started writing yes, yes, yes. I love that. And you're just reminding me, Dr. Alexander, how this scientific materialism can in and of itself become dogma. And it's really important to kind of push past that and to see what's on the other side, which we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back on Lucid Planet Radio, Dr. Kelly, Dr. Eben Alexander and I are going to talk about humanity's future, our kind of evolution of where we're going with our understanding of consciousness, and also talk about our soul path and our soul purpose and why are we here? Because there's insights that we can gain from this line of thinking. So stay with us and we'll be right back after the break.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, this is Carol Dorian, here to tell you about the new and improved Spiritual Diagnostics, coming to you every Tuesday at 2 p.m. starting April 25th. We will be having new amazing guests. We will have new spiritual topics for the new year. So look out for our new revamped show, Spiritual Diagnostics, Psychic Answers and Spiritual Solutions, April 25th at 2 o'clock.
brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I am here with Dr. Eben Alexander, and we've been talking about the fact that the brain does not create consciousness, and we're going to talk about what that means for our spirit, our soul path, our purpose here on Earth, and what that entails. But before we do, Dr. Alexander, you said you had some really great evidence that you could run through about kind of proof that the brain does not create consciousness, that consciousness is fundamental and exists outside of us.
Right. Well, I think one of the kind of clinical examples that I mentioned in Proof of Heaven is what is known as terminal lucidity. That is, that it's a pretty common observation in patients who are in the process of dying, especially those who get very demented towards the end of their life, whether they have Alzheimer's or some other illness affecting their brain. They can then have these incredible oases of brilliant clarity, reflection, insight, and communication that occur right at the end. And this can occur after weeks or even months of not uttering a meaningful phrase or sentence, and then all of a sudden they have this great clarity and communication with those around them. And it's often seen at the time when they also witness souls of departed loved ones who are there to escort them over. And so terminal lucidity is a very frequently observed situation that cannot be explained at all from the brain creates consciousness viewpoint. The second example are what are called acquired savant syndromes, where some kind of brain injury, whether it be stroke or head injury or maybe autism, enables some superhuman mental capacity, like the ability to calculate pi to 3,000 digits in the head, or the ability to remember a phone book looking at one page per second, and you remember every single name and number in those pages you look at on testing. Those kind of things of really superhuman mental capacities that seem to arise in the setting of brain damage. Now, the third category I'd like to mention is a recent set of studies, and those who want to follow this up more can look in my blog postings on evanalexander.com a few months ago when I wrote some blogs on this. But they have to do with the use of functional MRI scans to assess people under the influence of very powerful psychedelic drugs. Now, I do not recommend that people go out and use those kind LSD. Of drugs like LSD and DMT on any kind of casual recreational basis, because I believe that can be very dangerous. And I would recommend people use meditation to get the same results. However,
shamans would agree with you, I guess, for the most part.
I think it's much cleaner. You can get much better information and put it to your life's use much more effectively through meditation. But important in research, using functional MRI to assess people under the influence of those drugs, the amazing finding, and this is in several different studies from Imperial College of London and other institutes over the last 5 or 6 years, is that the people with the most profound psychedelic experiences are the ones who have the most significant shutdown of main junctional regions in their brain. So in other words, the functional MRI studies in these patients reveals that the more you can take the brain out of the way, the more robust the psychedelic experience. And that is something that fits perfectly with my own coma experience. Because to me, the big shocker was, why was it that this E. coli destroying my neocortex enabled such a robust enhancement of my conscious awareness in the form of the experience that I described in Proof of Heaven? So I think those three lines of evidence are very important to show us the physical brain is not creating consciousness at all, but it's serving more as a filter, a reducer, allowing primordial consciousness in.
Well, and that almost makes you think about Elon Musk and all of these, you know, visionaries saying there's a very high likelihood that we're living in a simulation. Because, you know, we're just filtering through what we need. You know, if we were to get rid of the filter, aka the simulation or the brain, however you want to put it, we would be able to experience infinite love and infinite consciousness, very similar to what you described in your book.
Right. And I would say that as a conscious being, we all can do that. We all have the ability to slip through the veil and to directly connect with that universal mind, that infinite healing power of unconditional love in that realm discussed by so many who've had near-death experiences, shared death experiences, what have you. We all can come to know that. I would say we're all death experiencers. So I often say in my talks, nobody gets out of here dead.
Yeah. And I always say I'm in the awkward phase between life and death.
Well, it's important to point out. I mean, for example, before my coma, I never paid any attention to the reincarnation literature. And from a scientific viewpoint, I didn't even know it existed. But the reality is, for example, the Division of Perceptual Studies at the University of Virginia, currently under Jim Tucker, previously under Ian Stevenson, have more than 2,500 cases of past life memories in children where the most ready explanation is of actual reincarnation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is not really a question of whether or not you want to believe in reincarnation. This is simply the scientific data around the study of the possibility of reincarnation. And it answers a lot of questions, but of course it also brings up a lot of fascinating questions about the nature of memory, which of course our modern science has not been able to pinpoint as occurring in any location in the physical brain. And that is something that is one of the strongest nails in the coffin of that false believing a brain creates consciousness, is the fact that we cannot find memory located anywhere in the brain. Likewise, any kind of seat of consciousness itself doesn't appear to exist in any one locus in the brain at all. But that's because, again, the brain is more of the reducing valve or filter that allows that consciousness in, and that also allows us to access that universal memory, that much bigger memory that I would say is part of the Akashic record or the quantum hologram, however you want to put it.
So here's a question. Now, you're not afraid of dying, right?
Correct.
And that's because you've essentially seen what's on the other side.
Well, I've seen that death is not the end. It's actually a liberation from the prison. When you realize that we're conscious in spite of our brain, getting the brain out of the way actually gives us a much grander conscious awareness. And that, of course, is what near-death experiencers have been describing for thousands of years. But it's not necessarily the way people have heard it. Those who have been there will realize that reality is much more real than this reality. This is dreamlike by comparison. We are really living in a dream that is constrained by our sensory inputs from a realm that is all within mind.
That's what the Tibetan Buddhists have been saying for thousands of years.
They've been a lot closer to the truth than I would say certainly materialist science has been. And so this is really our way of, I would say, uniting some of the greatest wisdom from spiritual teachings, both East and West, with the frontier science of our leading edge science today of trying to understand the mind-body connection. And it's really that kind of bleeding edge at the front of all that that is trying to put all this together. But in many ways, it's just a synthesis that involves an understanding that's been in some of the spiritual traditions for thousands of years.
So let me ask you, how does this, all of this knowledge and all of this information, how does this tie into kind of having a soul plan or helping people to discover their purpose in life?
Well, it was clear to me from my own journey that, in fact, the hardships in life, the challenges and hurdles, especially illness and injury, speaking as a doctor, that these are gifts. These are the opportunities for growth of our soul. So it's important to see that all of those challenges in our life, and this includes the people in our lives who we might see as our nemesis or our enemy, I came to see from my journey that, in fact, those are often very near and dear soul mates. It's just that we're trying to teach each other such difficult and challenging lessons that we may not be able to see the gift that apparent enemy is bringing to us. So it's really a whole different way of looking at my life. And I think it's very helpful for other people to adopt a kind of a similar kind of thought experiment in terms of trying to understand this. But seeing that, for example, the big challenges like the loss of a child or suicide of a loved one or of a close friend, or a terminal diagnosis in one's own life. It's hard to see in the midst of such hardship how that could possibly be anything related to growth of our soul. But when you step back and take a higher view of it all and come to realize that these challenges are often ways that we can recover a memory of our divinity, of our connection to others and connection to the divine, that we can come to see that there is great power in the lessons that we're here to learn and teach together, and that all of that has to do with recovering that love. Because another thing that was so apparent to me in my journey is that I would say the great cause of so many of the problems in our world today is we don't even love ourselves enough. Forget mm-hmm. loving our neighbors and our enemies. It's not even loving ourselves. And realizing that part of that recovery of love for self and of the divine infinite power of that higher soul that's involved with us is realizing that we do have that power to come to a deeper understanding and healing of self that I think is so important. And that's why I would say that this much bigger viewpoint is one that allows us to grow and to reconnect with our higher soul in ways that is very transformative.
I love this. And this is so important, especially when we look at our world and, you know, there's so much, it seems like a lot of struggle, but maybe it's not all bad. And we're going to take our last break. And when we come back, Dr. Eben Alexander and I are going to wrap up the show by talking about kind of humanity's future and how we incorporate these ideas about the afterlife and reincarnation and healing and love, how we can practically incorporate those into leading healthier, happier lives right now. So stay with us.
Registration is now open for the 25th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join the fabulous presenters from around the country on February 16th through the 20th. If you believe in raising the feminine spirit and transforming our world, then this conference is for you. Get your tickets now. One day and full weekend passes are available. For more information about presenters and tickets, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet, welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Every day is another opportunity to bring magic into our world and create the reality we want to live. Intuitive Juliana Salovia and the Lady of Light New Age Boutique are here to help you on your journey. Whether you're looking for a reading, a workshop, or a class of the latest and unique metaphysical products or jewelry, the Lady of Light New Age Boutique has it all. Visit inspirednewage.com to schedule a session or class and feel the energy of the Lady of Light.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I've been here with Dr. Eben Alexander having the most stimulating conversation about consciousness and our purpose here and kind of making sense of our reality. Dr. Alexander, when we left off, we were talking about kind of the lessons that we learn and how a lot of the hardships and a lot of the struggles are kind of these soul lessons on our soul mission. And I guess I wanted to ask you, you know, what is your advice for people for making sense of the hardships? You know, especially if you look at our world, our political landscape, everybody's very upset. It feels like things are falling apart. But using this perspective that you've gleaned of unconditional love, how can you help us make sense of what's going on?
Well, I think it's important to point out that a major component of this emerging idea in neuroscience and philosophy of mind about the relationship of the mind and brain, and that the brain is the reducing valve that allows in that universal consciousness, but only in this little trickle of the illusory here and now, is the concept that we're all really part of one mind. My good friend Dr. Larry Doss, who wrote a beautiful book called The One Mind that I can highly recommend to people, but it is right at the core of so much of what is emerging in modern scientific ideas of this. Now, part of the reality is coming to admit that things like telepathy, remote viewing, out-of-body experiences, near-death experiences, shared-death experiences, past-life memories of children indicative of reincarnation, all that kind of thing, indicate the consciousness, of course, is much bigger than anything that would fit into, you know, one person's brain, and that it's also very interconnected. And I think that in many ways, this is the awakening that I see coming to humanity now. Really, over the next decade or so, I think we're going to make tremendous progress along these lines, to the point where I would imagine within 10 years, no self-respecting kind of scientific thinking person on Earth will still believe that we are birthed to death and nothing more, that our existence, mm-hmm. our awareness comes to an end with the death of the physical body, etc. We're really opening up to a far grander vision of consciousness and who we are. And this is something all of us can connect to by going within. Mm-hmm. We were told over centuries, you know, the answers lie within us all. Well, they do. And it's important to point out here that we are not just our thoughts, just our, you know, our daily existence of who we are in this body living this life. We are far grander than that. And this is why I highly recommend a practice of going within to everybody. I try and meditate an hour or two a day. I've been doing that for the last 8 years. It's absolutely essential to any kind of healing, creativity, insight, guidance, connecting with those who have left the physical plane, et cetera. But it's very much a part of living that grander being that we are, of connecting in this lifetime with our higher soul. So in essence, doing the work that near-death experiencers get to do through their near-death experience, but all of us can do that as a sentient being. And it's not going within.
Do you think we came back into these bodies to help liberate ourselves and others from that feeling of division?
Well, I would say that's been what the evolution of consciousness has been working towards for all of human history. This is really part of our destiny. And from my point of view, especially when you take that big helicopter view and look at the last, say, 3,000 or 4,000 years of human history, that this is inevitable. And that's why, to me, when I see the rise of the fundamentalisms, like that's not only religious fundamentalists, but also I would count materialist scientists as kind of a fundamentalist religion, the notion that only the physical exists, because it's completely unsupported by the evidence. The evidence supports a far grander world where consciousness is fundamental and is not at all reducible to something that's just the product of the chemical reactions going on in the brain. And so this awakening is one that's crucial, and we must leave behind the very ancient and barbaric ways of conflict, of violence, of warfare. Those should have disappeared, centuries ago, and yet they're still with us, even in this era of kind of the advances of science and technology of the 20th century, which, of course, is what makes those advances so dangerous, that they haven't been paralleled by a tremendous growth in our recognition of our spiritual nature. Now, in truth, that recognition should have come with the advent of quantum physics in the early 20th century, but our materialist science has kind of held us back. And that's where I think this much broader view of awakening that is emerging from the mind-body discussion and from neuroscience and philosophy of mind is one that is most liberating and I think will bring a revolution that will make the Copernican revolution, where we put the sun at the center of the universe as opposed to the earth, look trivial and minuscule by comparison. We are headed for an awakening that is of unprecedented proportions in human destiny.
I tend to agree, and I think a lot of the problems we have in, as a species and in society are indicative of that, that what exists has to transform into something else.
Correct.
And so that transformation can be a really painful, strange process, but that doesn't necessarily make it a bad thing. Like there's so much doom and gloom out there, and there's a lot of pain and there's a lot of fear. We're getting kind of pumped with these fear vibrations.
Right.
So what advice do you have for people to be able to tap in and kind of hold that universal love vibration within themselves, even when they're faced with the opposite?
Well, I think the important thing for me is that step of going within. You know, when I spend an hour or two, and it doesn't take that much, if you can do it for 5 to 20 minutes a day, that's a positive step. But going within, and part of it is silencing the little voice in our head, because the voice in your head is not your consciousness, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The voice in your head, which is, of course, how our rational, logical, linguistic brain communicates, but also it's how our ego kind of communicates with us. And the ego uses mainly fear and anxiety as its tools. But realize that by going within, and this is something that we really harp on with Sacred Acoustics Tones and on her Sacred Acoustics website. Going within is our ability to join that observer. That's the real mystery, the observer within you, the awareness of existence. That's what we want to cultivate and greatly enlarge through this process of meditation and going within. And we can do that and acknowledge that the little voice in the head, the voice of the ego and anxiety and fear, can be set aside. It is not consciousness. It is not that that deep mystery of consciousness that's so inexplicable, both from quantum physics, measurement paradox, and from the hard problem of consciousness. So it's through developing our relationship with that observer, which is a way of coming in touch with our higher soul. That's how we can come to know everything that a near-death experiencer knows and more, by developing that relationship very deeply and coming to realize that we're all interconnected, that we are truly part of one mind. And going within through meditation is a way of developing your relationship with the one mind, which is that higher soul. In fact, is the direct link to divinity that many over millennia have identified as God or Allah, Brahman, Vishnu, Jehovah, Yahweh. I don't care what words you use for it. That incredible power of love and of oneness and of healing, of becoming more complete, is within us all. That is the very seed of our very conscious awareness. So by going within, we can all come to realize that recovering that love for ourselves, that unconditional love for self and others, and serving as a conduit for that love, we can bring that infinite healing power of unconditional world into our lives and transform this world. And I believe transformation is happening very rapidly, even as we speak.
I love that. Well, Dr. Alexander, that's all we have time for today, but what a wonderful way to leave it off. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it, Kelly, and look forward to talk with you again.
I was going to say, I look forward to the next one. And remember, if you go to sacredacoustics.com, you can find out the techniques that Dr. Alexander is talking about. And I just hope you guys continue to join me every Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, 2 p.m. Pacific. Next week, I have a really nice treat for y'all. Continuing in the theme of this, Dr. Bruce Lipton is joining me to discuss how our mind, spirit, and our perception of the environment can be harnessed to control our genes. That's right, epigenetics. So we're going to talk about that. I will see you next week. Light and love, happy V-Day, and all the good vibes to you. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.